All right, let's dive into something I bet you use all the time but don't think much about. Razors.
Razors.
Yep, those pink and blue plastic things in the store. It might not seem exciting, but trust me, there's more to them than meets the eye.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
We're looking at two articles from the Bearded Colonel today. One asks, should women use men's razors? The other compares a good shave to, get this, a spa day for men.
A spa day, huh? Interesting comparison.
Right. So imagine you're in the razor aisle surrounded by, for her and for him, marketing. It makes you wonder, is there a real difference or is it just clever selling?
Oh, it's definitely playing on gender stereotypes. That article, the Can Women Use Men's Razors? One even points out the visuals they use.
Like what?
It's men conquering mountains, all rugged, and then women just gracefully gliding, effortless.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's like that whole pink tax thing, but for razors, like women's products mysteriously costing more. Maybe there's a hidden razor tax too.
Maybe. But it's deeper than just the price, right? It's the message. Men need power, performance. Women need softness, beauty.
Yeah, but when you get down to it, we all just want a close shave, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's forget the marketing hype and get to the mechanics. That article debunks the idea that men's razors are tougher just because they're for beards.
Because at the end of the day, it's all just sharp blades cutting hair, right?
Right. Basic tech is the same. But there are little design differences. The article mentions handle shape, the weight, how much the blade sticks out.
Okay, so that's where it gets interesting. So you'd imagine a man's razor having a thicker handle, maybe, for good grip, and the blade's at a different angle for thicker hair.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Those differences don't automatically make one better.
So it's not as simple as pink for girls, blue for boys.
Nope, not at all.
Intriguing. Okay, so let's say someone's tempted to try a men's razor. What are the potential upsides, according to the article?
Well, one that stood out to me was durability.
Oh, yeah. Like they're built to last, fewer replacements.
Exactly. And remember our whole conversation about consumerism. We're constantly pushed to buy new stuff, but maybe a longer-lasting razor is better for our wallets and the environment.
Totally. It challenges that whole always needing the latest thing mentality.
Right. So there's a potential sustainability angle there, too.
Definitely. But let's stick with the benefits for a sec. What about sharpness? I mean, men's razors are for thicker hair, so could the blades give everyone a closer shave?
Ah, see, that's where it gets tricky. And we got to get a bit technical here. Yes, men's blades are often sharper, but it's not just about that. The blade material matters. Any coatings they have?
Oh, so some are made to last longer, some are designed to be gentle, even if they're sharp.
Yeah, exactly. So sharper doesn't automatically mean better for everyone. Someone with fine hair might find a men's blade way too harsh.
Gotcha. So individual needs are super important.
Absolutely. Now, the article also mentions men's razors are often designed for precision, especially around curves.
Makes sense. Shaving a face with all its angles is different from, say, legs.
Right. And that precision could be helpful for anyone shaving areas that aren't flat. So we've got durability, potential sharpness, precision, anything else luring us to the men's side.
Let me think. Oh, cost effectiveness. The article mentioned that replacement blades for men's razors can be cheaper sometimes.
Yes. Thinking long term, that could add up to big savings.
Right. Okay. But before everyone runs out to buy a men's razor, we got to talk about the possible downsides. The article does a good job of presenting both sides.
Oh, absolutely. Like grip size, for one.
Yeah, those bigger handles might not be comfy for everyone.
Exactly. An awkward grip means less control, more chance of nicks and cuts, like using a tool that's not made for your hand.
And then there's the sharpness thing again, right? A super sharp blade can be great, but
But it can also be a disaster if your skin's sensitive.
totally. You go for smooth and end up with razor burn. Not exactly a spa day, huh?
Not quite. It shows how important it is to know your own skin. Maybe a gentler blade, even if you have to shave over the area a few more times, is better in the long run.
So it's not just the razor itself, but also your technique, how sensitive your skin is. Which brings us back to that spa day article and its focus on self-care. It's not just about the end result, smooth skin, but enjoying the process too.
Oh, for sure. The author talks about making it relaxing. Maybe lighting a candle, using a nice shaving cream, taking a few deep breaths, turning a chore into a mini ritual.
I love that. Even with a basic razor, you can make it more intentional, more present.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to take forever. Even a few minutes of mindful shaving can make a difference.
Totally. This whole razor conversation is making me think about self-care in a broader sense. It's not just bubble baths, it's those small choices that nourish you.
Absolutely. And choosing a razor that feels good, gives you a comfy shave, fits your budget, that's self-care too.
I couldn't agree more. It's about making those everyday things work for you.
Right. And you know what's fascinating is that both articles agree on one really important thing. Personal preference is everything. And that's what's so cool about this whole deep dive. It's making us think about those little choices we make without even realizing it.
So what does all this mean for someone standing in that razor aisle, overwhelmed by choices?
It means forget the pink and blue boxes. Ask yourself, what do I want for my shave? Comfort, closeness, speed. Let that guide you, not the marketing. And don't be afraid to try different things.
You might find a men's razor gives you the best shave ever, or maybe a women's razor fits your hand perfectly. It's about breaking free from those labels.
Exactly. And that's where that spa day idea comes back in. It's about making shaving a ritual, not just a chore. But before we get too relaxed, let's flip things around. What if those men's razors aren't all they're hyped up to be? That article, Can Women Use Men's Razors? Well, it brings up some good points about the downsides, like around those beefier handles.
Oh, yeah, the ones that are supposed to give you more control.
Right. Well, that extra weight can actually be a pain, literally.
Yeah, I could see how a heavy razor could get tiring, especially if you're shaving a large area. Ergonomics are important.
Exactly. What works for one person might not for another. And speaking of individual differences, let's go back to sharpness. A super sharp blade can be awesome for a close shave, but...
But it can be a nightmare if you have sensitive skin.
Exactly. You're aiming for smooth, and you end up with all those red bumps. Not exactly a spa day.
Definitely not. It just shows how important it is to know your skin. A gentler blade might be better, even if it takes a few more passes.
Right. It's not just the razor. It's the technique and how sensitive your skin is. And that takes us back to the spa day article and that whole self-care thing. It's not just about being hairless. It's about enjoying the process.
Yeah, the author talks about setting a relaxing mood, maybe lighting a candle, using a nice shaving cream, taking some deep breaths before you start.
It's about turning a chore into something nice, a little ritual.
I love that. Even if you have a simple razor, you can make it more intentional, more mindful.
Definitely. And it doesn't have to be a big time commitment. Even just a few minutes can make a difference.
This whole razor thing is making me think about self-care in general. It's not just big things like bubble baths. It's all those little choices that take care of you.
For sure. And picking a razor that feels good, that gives you a comfortable shave, that you can afford.
Yeah.
That's all part of it.
Totally. It's about making those everyday things work for you, not against you.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting that both articles actually agree on something pretty important.
What's that?
Sustainability. Think about all those disposable razors ending up in landfills. That can't be good for the environment.
Yeah. That's a good point. And the Can Women Use Men's Razors?
Yeah.
Article talked about durability, right? Maybe those sturdier razors are better for the planet in the long run.
That's the idea. Even if they cost more upfront, you could be saving money and resources over time.
Right. It's about quality over quantity.
Exactly. And there are other options out there, too. Have you ever tried a safety razor?
I've heard of them, but I'll be honest, I'm a little intimidated. They seem kind of old school, and I don't know if I could use one properly.
There is a bit of a learning curve. But a lot of people swear by them once they get the hang of it. And they're great for the environment. You're only replacing the blade, not the whole razor.
And I've heard those blades can last a really long time.
They can, especially if you take care of them. Plus, they're usually made from good quality steel that can be recycled.
So if you're listening and want to make your shaving more eco-friendly, maybe try ditching the disposables and looking into safety razors or reusable blades.
Definitely. It's all about finding that balance between what you like, what works well, and what's good for the environment. And, you know, there's something really satisfying about using a tool that's built to last.
I can see that. It's like a more mindful way of thinking about the things we buy. We're so used to disposable everything that we forget the value of things that are made well.
Absolutely. And thinking about those old school safety razors, they have a certain elegance, don't they? It's like bringing back a bit of ritual and artistry to shaving.
Totally. It's about slowing down and enjoying the process instead of just rushing through it.
Exactly. And it could even add a bit of zen to your morning routine.
It's definitely worth considering. And it goes back to what we were talking about with self-care. What could be more self-caring than choosing things that are good for us and good for the planet?
Exactly. Okay. So we've covered a lot today. We talked about marketing myths, the pros and cons of different razors, sustainable shaving, and even how it all connects back to self-care. But before we wrap up, let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. What does this whole razor conversation tell us about how we think about the products we use and the choices we make?
It's amazing how something as simple as a razor can lead to such a big conversation.
Right. It shows how powerful it is to question things and look beyond the surface. We often just accept things as they are. But when we dig a little deeper, we find a whole world of possibilities.
And that's what I love about these deep dives. They make us think differently, see things from new angles, and sometimes those insights can really change how we live our lives.
Definitely. And you know, going back to that spa day idea, it makes me wonder if we've been overlooking the self-care part of shaving. For everyone, not just men.
It's easy to get caught up in getting it done quickly, but what if we thought of it as a ritual, a way to connect with ourselves and practice self-love?
I love that idea. It's about shifting the focus from just getting rid of hair to creating a more mindful and enjoyable experience.
Yeah, it's easy to just rush through it, but maybe if we slowed down and thought of it as more of a ritual.
Right. It wouldn't have to be complicated. Just a few things to make it feel special.
Like what?
Maybe light a candle, use a really nice shaving cream, just take a few deep breaths before you start.
Those little things can make a big difference, huh?
Exactly. And it's a good reminder that self-care doesn't have to be these huge, elaborate things. It's those little rituals in our everyday life.
Totally. Makes you think.
It does, doesn't it? And it brings us back to one of the main points from those articles, remember?
What's up?
Personal preference is key. What makes a good shave is different for everybody.
Oh, yeah. What works for me might not work for you, and that's fine.
Exactly. It's all about what you need and like. Maybe you're all about efficiency, a quick shave with a disposable razor, or maybe you want that whole experience, a safety razor, all the fancy creams.
Right. There's no right or wrong way to do it. The important thing is that you feel good about it.
Absolutely. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. How can you make your shaving routine and your self-care in general more enjoyable, more you?
What little changes can you make to make it feel more mindful, more like you're taking care of yourself?
It's something to keep in mind next time you're standing in that razor aisle, ready to tackle the day.
Thanks for drooping us for this deep dive into the world of razors and self-care. Until next time.